sports update in a moment, but we bring in Jude Bolton, our very good friend from the Brisbane Dead Set Legends, which is already back on air. Ben Dobbin. Dobbo, come in.
Yeah, g'day, Dan. G'day, Jude. I tell you what, it's hot as the inside of a dog's tummy up here in Brisbane at the moment, but it hasn't stopped the Brisbane Broncos from training every single day. I had a look at them this morning and absolutely flogged. Wayne Bennett was there steering the ship along with our own Triple M's Kevin Walters, absolutely flogging the Broncos, and I hope for a good season. But the big news out of Brisbane today is that Josh Maguire, their superstar front rower, he has agreed to terms, a contract extension, which will take him to the end of 2017. So big money, reportedly around that $900,000, so $450 a year for an extra 2 years, which would make him, if you recall, Shane Webke's biggest contract was $400,000 a year. So it could be arguably the dearest front rower ever to play for the Brisbane Broncos.
Wow. That's a biggie. This is probably going to be a breakout year. That's what he'd be hoping for anyway. Dobbo, quickly, who was off contract this year there at the Broncos?
It's quite amazing. I spoke to Peter Nolan this morning about it. Andrew McCulloch is off contract, and they tell me he's close to signing a deal with the Brisbane Broncos. Sam Thaiday's off contract, along with Alex Glenn. Jordan Carr, who's had a couple of wretched years with injury, he's off contract as well. But look, the big guns, Hunt, Milford, obviously they've got Adam Blair there this year, the Jack Reeds, the Corey Oates, they're all signed, sealed and delivered, and it's a really young squad. And they're going to give this a real shake, this competition. But to tell you what, there was three clubs chasing Josh Maguire out of Sydney. They tell me that with Josh recently married and becoming a father for the first time and the lure of a premiership in the next couple of years, he also really is keen to play Origin football. So for Josh Maguire, the decision was really clear. He just needed to get the financial side of it right, and I believe he's done that, and he'll be remaining at Brisbane to the end of 2017.
Is there any chance that at the end of the year they say to Sam Thaiday, you know what, and we know Wayne Bennett will leave a bloke go 1 year earlier than 1 year late, that Sam might not get a contract?
Yeah, I would have said, Dan, 3 weeks ago, no. I spoke to Sam and he said they were close. But I just get this feeling at the moment, they have an absolute abundance of back rowers. Remembering they've got the under-20s is full of that young Offaly Galway and a few fellas, as well as Maguire eventually would like to go into the back row. They've got Parker there, Matt Gillett and Corey Oates, who will probably play wing this year. It is a possibility. I don't think so. He's part of the leadership group in Brisbane, Sam Thaiday, and Wayne Bennett has made it very clear that he loves him. But they tell me, Alex Corbo tells me today, he's training at the moment 4 kilos over his playing weight. Now, obviously he plays Four Nations and he has come back, and so his pre-season started later, but he is carrying 4 kilos, which as an elite athlete playing with is a lot of weight. I mean, for me, it's a sitting at the dumpling joint. But
how old is
to be
he,
honest
Dubba?
With you, but to be honest, 4 kilos for Sam Thaiday is a lot of weight.
How old is he now this season?
He's 30 at the moment.
So
yeah.
last contract, yeah.
Yeah, so if he signs another 2 years, I mean, there's talk that the Cowboys were interested. He's obviously from Townsville, but Alex Corbo said to me, look, he's the best edge runner we've got. He's bought a coffee shop in Brisbane with Andrew McCulloch. I think he's trying to set himself up in Brisbane. It'd be sad to see him go. I don't think it'll happen. But they haven't started renegotiations with Thaiday yet. They definitely, or Alex Glenn. Wayne Bennett has made it very clear that he wants to see how they start the season before they start negotiations.
All right, and Glenn's no spring chicken either. All right, thank you, Dobbo. Always the first man with the Broncos news. You can hear Dobbo on the Dead Set Legends each Saturday. You're 2 hours at the moment, Dobbo?
No, mate, we're back to three.
That gravy train's over.
Yeah.
On Brisbane. 104.5 Triple M. More after this.